But today, you know, it's that whole topic of evangelization. It must be of its very nature universal. Every person who has discovered the love that God has for me, that same love God has for every human being he created. Wherever that person is in the world that God made. And who is that? That's everyone. Every single person God made out of love. God made for love. And God made to love others, not just himself. That love, since it is the very nature of God, who is our creator, and the creation that he made, me and you and every human being in the world, has to be universal. So that therefore, the one who saved us, who came into the world because of love, Jesus, who gives us the power to love God in return, and every other human being in the world, that the experience of a baptized, confirmed Christian is, the true experience is, God loves. And in that awareness, that I don't have to do anything, it's all been done by him. My contribution is to receive from God Jesus. And so when I was baptized, and when you were baptized, we received from God a power. In it was faith. In it was hope. In it was charity. These came with it. They were there in seed. When I live my Christian faith, it's that little by little I become aware. When I talk about that experience that I had, and I frequently want to review it, I wasn't living a life of debauchery, but I was living away from God. I did not taste, experience, and know. I was in the seminary. I was carrying on like every other seminarian. But in my inner self, God was outside. I was in charge. It wasn't until, in reading Mystici Corporis, in being enlightened by the teaching, by the scriptures, by the teaching of the Holy Father, Pope Pius XII, that we are the body of Christ, and each one of us is a member of that body. That came with a grace. God knocking at my door, and in my inner self, as I read and prayed with that, I became aware that I really don't do anything. I'm only tasting and experiencing what Jesus had already done and is doing in me. Everything of my Catholic faith then fell into that awareness, and there came an understanding. But then there was so much more. Then I, on a daily basis, had to live that life that I newly discovered. It was so sweet, so joyful. What told me that this was the life that I was looking for? All my life, I had been looking for life. As a child, as a little child, I had it. I was being cared for. I was being taken care of. I was being protected. What was I doing? I was receiving. In my inner self, God was taking care of me. That inner experience that through my parents, because these were what God gave me, through the circumstances of my life, I was receiving everything about me as an experience, as a creature that was so deeply true. When I had that experience of nature being created by God when I was 3 years old on my grandfather's farm, God making the grass, God making the rain, God making the stream, God making the weeping willow tree. Each incident that came into my life, God giving me. In contemplation and in awareness, I became under that marvelous understanding, I am loved by my God. Christianity is something that has to be taught. That the three person God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, is dwelling in me as an infant, as a 3 year old, as a 10 year old, and in my experience, I drifted from that. And I tasted the unhappiness that came by wanting to be in control, by being in pursuit of wanting to be recognized, of wanting to be independent, of wanting to be the center of attention. I was still in the seminary, but what was my inner self? Not receiving from God, but doing and giving, being good, doing good things. And sooner or later, every human being will discover, as I came to do and to discover, that I cannot do anything without God. God is the source of my existence. God is my life. My life comes from God. And as I began to be aware, and my eyes were opened a little to understanding how that happened on a daily basis, that I had to now accept every day as I wake up, thank you, God, that you are giving me life. Thank you, God, that I can move. My first awareness was how I have to change my activities on the football field, how I have to change my activities in the dining room, how I have to change my activities when I study, because every single movement of my life, I either accept that God is giving it to me, and I reject that I'm the one who's doing it. And that inner life began to grow in such sweetness and joy. That is what the evangelizer does. The evangelizer is the recipient of God's love. And once he sees and tastes and smells and hears God's love being poured into him, the first thing he wants to do is share it with his brother, his mother, his sister, his wife, his children. The evangelization is the second phase of the experience of love. The first is to receive it. The second is to give it away. The evangelizer isn't somebody who gets up and preaches and teaches and feeds the poor and goes out and does great things for God. He's going to run out because of himself he can do nothing. When we read in when Jesus came to his apostles, and here in Mark's gospel, in the 16th chapter, I'll begin with the 14th verse. But later, as the 11 were at table, he appeared to them. This is after his resurrection. And he rebuked them for their unbelief. You see, in themselves, the apostles were relying on themselves and their hardness of heart because they had not believed those who saw him after he had risen from the dead. He said to them, go into the whole world. Every apostle who's an authentic apostle is going to be a universal apostle. You, no matter where you are when you hear this, if you're in Kentucky, if you're in Iowa, if you're in California, you are going to go into the whole world. Why? Because your experience on your first awareness is that Christ is in you. Your experience and taste, because if you don't have that, if it's Jesus in you that's going to do this. The awareness of the apostle who believes is that he has received from God the life of Jesus Christ who dwells within him or her. God now is in you. Jesus is in you. The Trinity is dwelling within you. You, as a baptized person, are Christ in the world. Go into the whole world and proclaim the good news to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. So, that, you know, when I first met Jimmy, he was kind of somebody that was hanging around with the mafia. And that's true. There are those who really make their living in a sordid, awful way. And he was with that, with the gangsters. He was a driver. And he was getting whatever he was getting. He was married, and he had children. But his life is, he was really steeped in a darkness of life. The way he was making his living, he was actually a kind of a driver for a getaway car. And he was not being faithful in his marriage. He really was living in sin. Jimmy became gradually aware of his identity. And I've known him for years and years. He had an awareness. The amazing, amazing change that took place in him. He was just always into sports, into an easy life, into going out with the guys, just quick money, quick. A lifestyle. He was miserable, totally miserable in that darkness. With the conversion came this magnificent light. I've never really seen anyone who has been set so on fire with divine love. Jimmy, as I see him, is an evangelizer. He is so ready to do everything he can in his life, in his way. He is reaching out and actually what I see in him, in his conversion, is his desire to live a chaste life, to live an honest life, to live a loving wife life with his wife, with his children, with his grandchildren. He is, in short, a holy man who has become an evangelizer. And he is so full of joy in his inner self. The evangelizer first, he has a prayer life that most of these seminarians here would envy. Hours and hours of prayer. In his prayer, I'm sure, he's saving so many souls, both in purgatory and in this world. Elizabeth, whom I know, living with her boyfriend, sin steeped in it. And she had this child, and I met them one day. She was alcohol, loose living, all kinds of stuff. What a powerful, powerful experience she had of being loved by God. She met a member of AA who was really, who turned her on to her higher power. And the AA member in AA, it's not what religion you belong to. It's just that they have experienced this sobriety. And this person was Jewish. And this Jewish woman was so magnificent in helping her. And then she introduced me to Elizabeth. Elizabeth experienced, tasted God. The love that God had for her. She and her boyfriend began to be transformed. The little boy that she was raising, I had received baptism. Their lives, they actually led celibate lives even together. The magnificent changes until they both had come to a maturity. In their life of their inner self, they began to taste the joy of God's love. Elizabeth began to give it to the man she eventually would marry. He began to, they were both baptized. They became full of this love and the joy. And they shared that with their little child. And after they were married, the magnificent peace that came through that sacrament. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loves the church. They began to see in their inner selves the love that God has for them. She is one of the most powerful evangelizers. People all around, wherever she goes, she brings a delight, a joy. She brings light. And she herself is now bringing the message of love and sharing it with her children, with her husband, and with everyone around her. When I really experience the divine love, it is not I that evangelize. It's Christ who lives in me. When Jesus said to his disciples, "Go into the whole world and know that I am with you. Proclaim the good news to every creature." You just can't stop telling others. Evangelization, once I experience and have the awareness of who I am. One of my greatest witnesses that I have met is Joe. Joseph was living in a totally, completely miserable life. He not only was in alcohol and drugs and the kind of terrible living, he eventually got hepatitis from a needle he had taken. And his life was so unhappy. He became aware that was that inner self. You see, he already had Jesus in him. He was a baptized person. And I remember meeting his dad. And his dad was saying how unhappy and miserable and frustrated he was as he began to sink into this horrible life. He made a retreat. And it was the most magnificent experience. I was giving a retreat to alcoholics. I've done this for years and years. He just came. The light went on in him. I've never met a greater preacher. He has the gift of teaching. Because what happened inside of him that he experienced and tasted, the light and the life of God. I've never met a more gentle evangelizer. It's not that he's pounding and preaching and beating a drum. No, he witnesses. His example, when I'm with him, and eventually he and another person who was renewed and evangelized, he married, and I married them. And they have this beautiful child. Talk about the Holy Family. Talk about Nazareth. A life. Joy is what the gospel brings. Because God wants to bring joy to the world. When the angels sang at Christmas, joy to the world and peace to people of goodwill. The joy and the peace and the love comes from the kingdom of God, and that kingdom is within you. The evangelizer is one who recognizes the inner life of God. He is in you. The Trinity dwells within you. The Father sees you as his own daughter. The Father sees you as his son. Once you begin, because that is in everyone. If you're listening to me and your life has been outside of yourself, St. Augustine said, I was looking for you and you were within me. I went everywhere to find you and I was so unhappy and miserable. I went to look for you in creatures. I went to look for you in all kinds of distractions. I grasped and I wanted it. Those who are just grasping and wanting. What is that drive that's in you that's reaching out? No matter what you're taking, money, sex, recognition, whatever that is, health tanneries, looking good, being recognized. It's so empty because the giver is within you. What you're looking at and grasping and pulling for is going to leave you empty. Every sinner, like Augustine, discovered, you were within me. The evangelizer, like Augustine became, world famous sinner, completely transformed when he became aware that all the while God was waiting in his inner self. There's so many examples in my life and in yours. In me, the unhappiness. Because many of us can live a religious life, but it's unfulfilling. You can do your duties. You can do all the religious actions. But the true life is not what I do. It's who I am. The recognition and awareness that God was the one who created me to be his child, to be loved by him from the very moment of my creation. What the evangelizer discovers is he is the one who is the source of all love. He who is the source of all good. Once I discover him within, then it's not so much even that I grasp him, because I've seen so many people who still think that in their inner self they can do something. No, the disposition of the child of God is the very same as Jesus. If you read in the 11th chapter of Matthew, it really is a beautiful insight into the life of the Trinity. Jesus said, "Everything I have, and think of this, the eternal Son of God, I receive from my Father." When you begin to discover God himself, who is he? He is love. The Father loves the Son. Now, this is the evangelization. This is the good news. You are in him by your baptism. That is in Jesus. Jesus came down from heaven, took flesh of the Virgin Mary, the second person of the Trinity, who said that to us, "I have received everything from my Father." When you learn the inner heart of Christ, it's receiving, receiving, receiving from God. When you begin to taste and experience love, what were you meant for in your inner heart? Until you hear God in the inmost part of your being, look at you and say, "I love you." Of all the creatures in the world, you, wherever you are, I, who I am, once I experience God loving me, you mean you love me, yes, and you made me, yes, and you give me everything I have. At this very moment, John, your heart is beating. You're taking a breath, and you could not do that without me. Not one breath could you have without me. So much do I love you. I am with you every single second. I have been with you from the first moment you were created in your mother's womb. It was I who made you. It was I who sustained you. It was I who given you everything you have. And like Jesus, now, who is in me, giving me the power and the grace to say, "Thank you, God. Thank you, God." And when I have given thanks to God this morning, I can turn to you, Chris, and to the whole world, because of the nature of what you have given through this instrument that you have, and to the extent that this message can go out to the whole world. Go into the whole world and bring the good news to every creature, that God is in you. That God loves you with such an infinite love. And all he wants you to do is to receive it. Like Jimmy, like Elizabeth, like Joe, like every creature who has ever experienced the divine love. Like St. Augustine, like St. Ignatius, but especially like Mary, every creature of God, all of us, we are destined for eternal life. I bring you good news today. The world has been saved. The world is being saved. And it's going to be saved through you and me, we are the evangelizers. God has so loved the world that he gave us Jesus. And those who have received Jesus into their hearts through faith and through hope and through love can become the instruments through which that gospel and good news is extended throughout the whole world. I live, no, not I, but Christ lives in me. And Christ proclaims through me, that's the news, he proclaims through me to the whole world. Here in Nebraska, where I am experienced this morning, and wherever I have gone, or wherever I will go, he will use me. The only thing that I must do is to be aware, to understand, and to continually accept his love and reject all that that would take me from him. Each and every day, all of us have a choice. We can be called into him and through him and with him. All glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Praised be Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen. My prayer, Chris, is that every person who today has heard this will go into their own hearts and taste and experience first God's love. That important movement cannot, you cannot do anything of yourself. My final caution is evangelization is not something I do. Evangelization is something I receive from him so that he, through me, may be the evangelizer. All glory and power and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. You are the Savior of the world, and you have given me so much love to participate in spreading your message of love throughout the world. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Mary. Amen.